Look, a nice little grant has come into the University of Newcastle, around $6 million, in fact, to go towards researching medical cannabis. And it's all part of the latest round of National Health and Medical Research Council funding. And this is a bit of a first here in Australia, and this national body got together and putting this out. So fingers crossed we can get a lot of research done in this field. Now, joining us from the University of Newcastle, clinical pharmacologist, is Dr. Jennifer Martin. Good morning, Jennifer. I guess $6 million will go a long way. What are we expecting to get out of the results of the testing?
Oh, thank you, Mark. So $2.5 million is going towards the medicinal cannabis framework that we're setting up, and the other money is going to other projects within the university. But yes, University of Newcastle has done very well in this round. In terms of the $2.5 million coming to the Centre for Medicinal Cannabis, we're very excited about this because it's Australia's first and only centre to actually oversee and to plan a research agenda around medicinal cannabis. And it's great because it's not just one project, but it's really setting up an infrastructure, a national infrastructure for staff and researchers and information systems to actually bring together the research that's already out there but that we're not using, and also to help drive a national agenda in terms of priorities for projects that should be undertaken with different types of medical cannabis, because it's not just one product and one disease. It's a whole lot of parts of the plant that might be useful, or combinations, and a whole lot of different symptoms and diseases that might be able to be treated by this plant.
It's interesting, isn't it, Jennifer, that we have to set up this national framework and this discussion around this. I think people get very nervous when we sort of talk about cannabis. Do you think that it's the fact that it potentially may have been demonised so far to a point that we've now got to dig ourselves out of it to say, hang on, it may actually be useful in medical terms?
Yes, I think that, and I think that also lots of little research projects have been happening in little research groups around the country, and a lot of doubling up and then leaving big gaps in some areas. So I think you're right, this is really putting Australia on the map, saying, hey, we're taking this really seriously. We think there might be some good things in this product, and we're going to get a national strategy so that we get economies of scale, that we streamline all of our researchers to actually developing a proper process and priority list for the projects that need to happen, and also to align them to the universities and the health centres that have already got expertise, so that even though we're leading it from Newcastle, that actually there are areas around Australia that have already got cannabis research that's underway, and we just need to be really linking in with that and building on that research rather than actually copying it again in another organisation.
So Jennifer, you're obviously talking to your colleagues around the country, and you'll be on top of some of the studies that are going on around the world. What are some of the benefits of medical cannabis that the researchers indicating may be the case that you're seeing?
Well, certainly from patients in the community, when we talk out there and we do a lot of work with the community, we certainly get the sense that people are using it to relieve a lot of distress. So a lot of symptoms like anxiety or pain or distress from post-traumatic stress disorder, people are self-medicating in those type of areas. So I guess that when you're setting up a research agenda, it's best to look at where you think there might be benefit first. But I guess also from our clinical perspective, we also look at where there's an unmet health need. So we're looking at areas where there are diseases that are actually difficult to treat, like epilepsy that doesn't respond to some therapies, and looking at those areas and saying, we think this is an area that does have an unmet health need, and it looks as if some parts of the plants might be actually helpful in this condition, and let's actually look at which parts might be helpful and do the proper studies.
Well, this all sounds a positive. Jennifer, thank you for sharing that time with us this morning. Congratulations on that funding, and we look forward to seeing some positive results down the road.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark, and hope to have good news soon. Thank you.
I'm sure you will. Dr. Jennifer Martin joining us this morning from the University of Newcastle. $2.5 million going towards medical cannabis, and sounds like a good idea. We'll wait on the research, I guess. It's 27 past 11.